it is time for the first ever post-Super Bowl edition of Overreaction Monday. Fresh back from Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, I'm lying. I'm not fresh at all.
Completely
wiped out. But I'm here for all of us to overreact to a bunch of stuff Chris Brockman's about to say. What's up, Christopher?
Hey, Rich, what's up, man? Great game, huh?
It was a game that started
kind of weird.
Nothing through one quarter.
Yep.
No points through the first quarter.
Nothing.
And then we almost had a sixth quarter. That's how crazy Super Bowl 58 was, where you're sitting there right in the middle of it, and you're wondering what the hell is going on, and then you're also wondering who's going to be the MVP of this game.
Yeah.
At one point, it was Jake Moody, the kicker for San Francisco.
Yep.
Then another point, it was Juwan Jennings.
Yep.
And then another point, it was Harrison Butker.
It could have been Butker, yeah. I was envisioning in a scenario where Butker kicked like a 60-yarder to win it, and he would have been MVP. I honestly think
I know.
That.
Poor Jake Moody. He had a 55-yard field goal that was the record for longest kick in the history of the Super
Broke
Bowl.
Broke a 30-year record.
And it lasted less than two quarters.
Unbelievable.
Overreaction Mondays brought to you by Game Time, as always. The fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Last-minute killer deals. All-in prices view from your seats so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Use the code OVERREACTION and get $20 off your first purchase after you download the app and create a Game Time account. You ready, Christopher?
Let's go.
Super Bowl 58 version of Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
All right, Christopher, you
have
the
Rich,
floor.
Let's do it. Let's get the super sports talkie one out of the way first. Okay.
Super sports talkie.
Let's get out of the way. The Chiefs didn't win the Super Bowl. The 49ers lost it.
Overreaction. The Chiefs defense won the Super Bowl. And then Mahomes was the one who actually put it over the goal line to seal it. How does that sound? The 49ers.
Yeah, not as sexy as that.
I get it. The 49ers lost it, meaning what?
Meaning they had lots of chances.
Sure they did.
Early in the game. They did. They should have been up maybe 7-10 points after the first quarter.
Right.
McCaffrey fumble, which I don't think anybody really could have seen coming. Got lots of chances, especially early in the second half. Got gifted a Mahomes interception.
I know.
And then went 3-and-out 3 times in a row.
No.
In the third quarter.
I hear what you're saying, and it makes sense to say this when the Chiefs became the first Super Bowl winner to ever win a game in which they trailed by 4 different times. Nobody's ever held 4 leads in a Super Bowl.
Did they trail
by
10 points in every playoff game or something like that?
They trailed 10 points in every Super Bowl that they played in the Mahomes era.
That's it, yeah.
And they're now 3-1 of those games because Mahomes is now 9-2 in playoff games in which he's trailed by 7 or more points.
That's just insane.
So there's that. So I understand that any team that has come back from 4 different deficits and won a Super Bowl for the first time, that you'd look at the team that had those leads and blew them all as the team that lost it. I'm going to give, again, the credit to the Chiefs defense. Leo Chanel coming up with that forced fumble in the opening drive that looked like the 49ers were absolutely going to put at least 3 on
absolutely.
The board to open the game.
Yeah, no
right?
doubt. No
and
doubt.
Then he's the one who blocked the extra point as well. After the Niners took the lead, it looked like they'd have a 4-point lead.
Yep.
Instead, they blocked the extra point, which led to the margin only being 3 and thus having a number that would be easily tied to force overtime. And then the Niners making a decision through, you know, Kyle Shanahan making the decision to keep the football rather than kick it off in overtime. And that conversation we had quite a bit on our main show today. I understand that people then say the 49ers lost it, but that's not giving the credit where it is due, which is this Chiefs defense where Chris Jones had a 3rd-and-4 rush on Brock Purdy in the overtime that forced an incomplete pass in the ultimate settled for a 3 to start overtime. There was a 3rd-and-4 where Trent McDuffie blitzed and batted down the Brock Purdy attempt to try and get a first down. And had they gotten that first down, the Niners would have truly been in the driver's seat. And I don't think we'd have had overtime. I think they would have won the football game.
Yeah, I think so too.
So the Chiefs defense won it. The Niners didn't lose it. This is an overreaction.
There you go. Okay, Rich.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Okay, next up, we talked about this a lot on the flagship show, but I want to bring it here. I don't even know if I actually believe this, but I wrote it. The 49ers messed up taking the ball to start overtime.
This isn't sports talking also? This is pretty sports talking.
Yeah, a little bit sports talking.
Chris Jones, let me read a quote from you, because this is part and parcel of why people would agree that this is an overreaction. Chris Long said, quote unquote, the 49ers were crazy to give the football to the Chiefs second. Quote, he said, they're crazy because the overtime rules have changed where both teams get the ball no matter who scores. So originally you want to let the other team get the ball, stop them holding the three, so you know what you got. Or if you stop them, they punt it, then all you have to do is kick three. Again, the concept is knowing what you have to do when you have the football is better than not knowing what you have to right. do when having the football. Because knowing what you have to do with the football offers a set goal. It also offers you the option of going for it on fourth down when you wouldn't.
Normally. Right.
Because if you get the ball first, you're going to punt in certain fourth down situations and then hope for the best on defense. Whereas when you get the ball second and you have to score points in order to keep the game alive, you'll go for it in fourth down situations, like the fourth and one from their own 34 in overtime. The Chiefs would never have done it if that was the situation when they got the ball. If they got the ball first, they do it when they get the ball second, because they have to, otherwise the game is over. So that, people feel, is an advantage. That said, I totally understand why, if you get the ball first, certainly after your defense just got marched on in a minute and 50 seconds
right.
to the point where there was a ball in the air at one point with about 7 seconds to go, where had Kelce come up with it
yeah.
and the Niners had not defended it as well as they did, that would have ended the Super Bowl on the spot right there. We would not have had overtime. We would have had a walk-off and a gutting loss that I think would have even been worse than the manner in which the Niners lost.
I think you're probably right.
Okay, so all that said, you're not putting that defense right back on the field against Mahomes. And I'll tell you what, the conversation would have immediately been after the game. Shanahan blew that, because how are you putting your defense back on the field? Of course Mahomes was scoring seven, and then had the Niners not matched it with seven because they, you know, lost it on downs because they needed to go.
Right.
Because they'd already given up seven. The conversation would be, of course, you know, Mahomes is going to score seven. So that's why you should take the ball first, score seven, and force Mahomes to score seven. That would have been the conversation.
Then why didn't they go for it then?
Go for it when?
Instead of kicking the field goal in overtime, why didn't they go for it then? If the whole conversation is you have to score a touchdown.
I guess that's the point, is that you could have gone for it then. Come up with zero,
and then put
him inside the five. But then
right.
Mahomes would have the ability to kick a field goal. All he has to do is pretty much with Butker kicking
60,
it the way that he was.
Yeah, man, still need to go 60 yards.
Just go half the field though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay.
To try it,
I don't know.
And I don't know. You have to sit there and go, well, this is for the win. Do we want to try it for the win here? We could punt and play defense and now give them the ball back in a sudden death. You score, you win the Super Bowl moment, as opposed to, well, we kick it from midfield. If we don't get it, then now all you need to do is get one first down to end the game. To kick a field goal to end the game. There's just so many back and forths and so much shape shifting on all of this.
True.
That is why I thought, go ahead, score your points, play defense. Certainly after the Chiefs just marched down the field. And then when you play defense, now you have the first possession in overtime. If you start the ball in overtime under these rules and somehow, some way get a no blood situation out of the next two possessions, yours and your opponent's, now you have the first possession of sudden death.
Right.
Like it's old school playoff or regular season overtime rules.
Yeah.
Where whoever wins that coin toss gets it first. All you need is three and game over. That's the situation in which the Niners would have found themselves last night had they held Kansas City to just 3 points in their first possession of overtime. So I'm going to eventually, now I'm bringing it all home.
Bring it home,
buddy. To say this is an overreaction.
When the 49ers kicked a field goal in overtime, did you feel like they had lost the game?
No.
Really?
I did not. I didn't.
You didn't just assume Kansas City was going to come down and score a touchdown.
I did not sit there and go, this is like a horror movie where you know the axe murderer is standing right behind these crazy kids who are talking loudly when they should just be whispering. Okay. You know, I didn't think that because the Niners defense had been balling out for much of the night. Up until that muff punt, they were killing it. Bosa was everywhere last night, man. I thought he had a chance to be Super Bowl MVP somehow, some way going to get Mahomes off the field at the end of regulation.
I think intentional
grounding.
It would
have been either Juwan Jennings or him. Yeah. So the 49ers messed up. Taking the ball to start overtime is an overreaction.
Okay. All right, let's get hot now. Patrick Mahomes.
This hasn't been hot?
I don't know. Okay. Patrick Mahomes, Rich, we love him. I called this a couple years ago. You guys called me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes has already clinched a spot on QB Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah. He's a Hall of Famer, too, if he doesn't want to play another snap. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's on the QB Mount Rushmore. I think so.
Who'd he kick out?
Oh, God. Now, so obviously it's him and Brady there. And then I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to sit here and play Mount Rushmore with you.
Oh, I'm not going to do that. I almost baited you.
I'm certainly not going to do that a day after the Super Bowl when you know there are going to be days in June and July on our regular program where this is going to light up a phone line and this is going to be a conversation. I'm just going to say half a quarterback Mount Rushmore is clinched.
Locked.
And then it's just your flavor of Montana or Elway or Peyton Manning or Aikman,
sure,
or Bradshaw. Like that's Marino. It's a rotational conversation, but there's only two seats left in this game of Rushmore musical chairs.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't think this is. I think this is. This sounds like an overreaction. This does sound like, hey, somebody who's only seven seasons into his career, six as a starter, already clinched a spot.
Yeah, that's
on quarterback Mount Rushmore. That sounds like a knee jerk. Just the day after the Super Bowl, after he wins three out of his first four,
statistically,
last four.
You know, the yards mark and touchdowns, they're not like on any top 10
list. That's not an overreaction. That's a correct. Correct.
Love that one.
That's just bingo for sure.
All right, then let's go even hotter.
Oh my gosh.
The 49ers have reached their ceiling with Kyle Shanahan as head coach.
I love that.
Rich, I've been trying to tell you and anyone who
you're a slander machine with this man.
For years and years that this guy blows it in big game. Where's my camera? Blows it seven ways to Sunday, Super Sunday. In big games, all he does is blow it. Did you
sounds
know,
like
Rich?
Sounds like the mother of your child is a Falcons fan.
How about
to me?
68-12, Kyle Shanahan-led offenses outscored in the fourth quarter. In overtime, three Super Bowls.
The fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, Rich, is where you win the game.
That means he put up 12 points in the fourth quarter on Super Sunday, dude.
Win the game. Outscored 68-12.
I get it. I know.
In the fourth quarter, overtime, in three Super Bowls. What are we doing? They're never going to win a big game as head coach.
Chris, that number was zero going into this weekend. He put up 12 fourth quarter points. Unfortunately for him, though, What's the through line in these games? What's the through line in the games that you're referring to?
Well, Tom
when
Brady
he was an offensive coordinator in Super Bowl 51.
Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, 50, is that what you're
saying? Super Bowl 54.
Two of the Mount Rushmore QBs?
The two guys we've said are the locks for Mount Rushmore. It's unfortunate for him.
I think someone had a call or called it on the flagship today. Foot off the gas. Why is Christian, McCaffrey have two touches in the third quarter?
That's horse crap.
Why?
Dude, he went for it on the 15-yard line on 4th-and-3. It was a bunny field goal to tie the game.
Because you know you got to score touchdowns to beat Mahomes. And he can't kick field goals.
And he put the ball in the hands of Brock Purdy to throw a nice pass to Kittle.
Okay, he went for it on 4th down.
He did.
To tie the game, right?
But you can't say he took the foot off his gas. But
then why did he kick in overtime?
Because at 3rd-and-4, you've got to put up 4th-and-4, you just had a free rusher. They were having problems all night with protection up front on occasion. They blew assignments towards the end of that game, brother. They blew an assignment on Trent McDuffie where he comes in as a free runner. Steve Spagnuolo was scheming free runners all over the place.
How did
he had just gotten Chris Jones in Brock Purdy's lap within a second of the ball
unblocked?
Snap?
How's I don't know,
but that's why your coach sees that. He's like, I got to get the three. Let's play defense. And then a few minutes later, he got the Chiefs in a 4th down situation. Come on, man. Reach their ceiling. I can't sit here and say that sort of thing.
Jed York should text Belichick.
Overreaction.
Jed York needs to send Bill the what up text.
All right, you got one more here?
Now we're going to halftime.
Halftime it is. Game time tickets. Take the guesswork straight out of buying tickets to your next big event, music, comedy, sports, and theater events near you. Take the guesswork straight out with Game Time. I love the app. Susie uses it. I use it. Everybody here has an account. It's easy to navigate. You can see exactly where your seats are going to be, which means no more showing up and finding a large column of concrete blocking your view. No punches pulled. They let you know on Game Time exactly this. I love about this. They let you know exactly right up front what it's going to cost with all-in pricing. The Game Time guarantee means you're always going to get the best price on top of it. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code OVERREACTION. You get $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create your account. Redeem your code OVERREACTION, two R's in OVERREACTION, and you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, halftime.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You know what that read was?
What's that?
Usher, roller skates. Nice. I should have put on roller skates just to do that read.
Mike, Del Tuvo loved the roller skates, man.
And Mike, you could pop your microphone on. Go for it. You can't pop it on? Oh, okay.
There he is.
We can't pop it on.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
You're like our Alicia Keys of that halftime right now without the red jumpsuit.
I'd like to see Mike
he's
in that.
He's got the East Coast accent just like Alicia. Okay, very good. What else?
Rich, Rich, I watched the game at your house, but this is not personal. Okay.
Okay.
Brock Purdy, not special enough to be a championship quarterback.
That's ridiculous, Chris. Come on. Why would you see these things?
Because if he was, they would have won the game. That's why.
Like I told you.
Because you know why, Rich? Like because this is what I said before. The ceiling.
Ridiculous.
The floor for Brock Purdy was 7 minutes from winning the Super Bowl.
He was
so I guess he got them to overtime. Dude. But he's basically Garoppolo. He's Garoppolo with a different name on the back.
No, he's not. Dude, he came out on point. The offensive player of the year, who wound up, by the way, with the first ever 80-80 game in the history of the Super Bowl.
McCaffrey was going to be MVP.
80 rush yards, 80 receiving yards.
He was nice.
And they leaned on him in that overtime.
Not enough, though. Now, where was that in the third quarter?
Now, that is exactly, I understand, that is what I believe is the Achilles heel of anybody that's trying to defend Kyle Shanahan's play calling and things of that nature today. That said, this guy unbelievably put the ball on the ground. Brock Purdy was being rushed all night long. The moment he met it, there was not a moment where I thought it's too big for him. I thought he played a terrific football game. Did he miss some throws? Yes. Did Mahomes miss some throws? Yeah. Mahomes threw an interception. He forced the ball at the stop, the top of the second half.
Well, I mean,
so
they wouldn't even have scored in overtime if the Kansas City player would have dropped the pick in OT.
He is a championship quarterback. He's an NFC championship quarterback. If you're talking about a Super Bowl championship quarterback, he showed you last night he can play in that biggest spot. And like I said,
I needed him to make one or two more plays. Who was it that said, was it Brian Baldinger?
He's got to make five
throws. He didn't get to five on Sunday night.
I think, again, just to bring it all full circle, even though we still have ways to go here on our Overreaction Monday Super Bowl 58 podcast, the defense must get its due. The Kansas City Championship, the Kansas City Chiefs defense won the football game last night. Mahomes throwing the corn dog throw to Mecole Hardman is the one who essentially sealed it. But the Chiefs defense won this game. And Purdy, in my mind, like I said, and I'll say it here again, I think over the next 24 to 48 hours, anybody who follows the All 22 set, the tape's being grinded right now, we will see more situations and conversations about the Chiefs locking down the receivers, not allowing them off the line of scrimmage, jamming them and covering them and blanketing them. We will find more of those pieces of film put there on our social media accounts to find. We'll see more of those than Brock Purdy missed the throw type of film. I bet you that's the way it's going to go over the next 24 to 48. What
you
else?
You might be
overreaction.
You might be red.
And how dare you?
All right.
How dare you?
Your real sons are great. I saw them.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Defense time. Chris Jones. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Chiefs need to make him the highest paid defensive player of all time.
No. Yeah.
Can't let that guy go in free agency.
They're not going to. I think they can franchise him again. I don't think that was part of their deal to get him in, that they can't franchise him.
I just saw a free agent list where he's going to Houston or something. So
why would he leave?
Yeah, for lots and lots of money.
But I don't know. Why would he go? He's stacking rings right now. He's stacking rings. And he's got, you know, I think, and I bet you don't have this as an overreaction, that Steve Spagnuolo could be a Hall of Famer.
Ooh, he's got four now, right? Four
rings? How many assistant coaches? Like Dick LeBeau made it because he was a Hall of Fame football player.
Right.
For the Detroit Lions. But why would he leave this situation? The Chiefs are going to try and make it work. They'd be insane not to. But the answer is hell yeah here. What he's turned into, he's a Hall of Famer, 100%. He is the best. You could make the case he's the best the Chiefs have ever had.
Good one.
Because I don't think Derek Thomas has ever played inside.
No, Jared Allen didn't play inside.
No, and obviously there's Neil Smith.
Yep, those guys were outside edge players. And
obviously, I'm not including the Hank Stram era players. Come on now. This is not an overreaction at all. And I don't blame Chris Jones for saying, you've got to pay me that much.
But he should ask for that for sure.
No, I know that. And they got to figure out how to make it all work.
Yeah.
Because 100% what we have here is a machine. With Spagnuolo and him and Reed and Kelsey and Mahomes, and then the drafting of Brett Veach to keep everybody else young and hungry and coached up. That's the dynastic formula that's going on right now.
Sneed's
going
to get paid.
Right. And so that the question is, how do you do all that? And that's why Brett Veach is, you know, one of the top executives in all of North American sports. But hell yeah, he's that good.
Also, you were at the game, so I don't know if you saw it, but he went instant meme GIF worthy with he had the close up in the anthem and the tears
that happened.
We Sirianni saw that last year.
We saw that in the stadium.
Yeah, it was a pretty powerful moment. All right, Rich, we just came off the first ever Super Bowl in Las Vegas. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It should be there every single year. The Super Bowl should be in Las Vegas every year.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
It looked great on television. The field looked immaculate. There were no slippage issues like we've had in recent years. Everything top to bottom. The Super Bowl was fantastic. Vegas crushed it.
I will say this. If you had said it should be in a rotation, I would have agreed with you. Come on, man. They're never going to have the Super Bowl in a certain city every year. It's just Rich, not going to happen.
No one can top Las Vegas for accommodations, restaurants, hotels, entertainment. Everything you could possibly want is in one city,
right, and in airport, one an airport stretch that's right there
of a road.
No,
Las Vegas Boulevard. It has got it all.
I agree. And then there's a downtown area, and there are other restaurants as well. There's
the Sphere. Come on, golf course has got everything.
I am with you, and I totally agree. Which is why Las Vegas should be in the mix in a rotation. They should have it in California. They should have it in Nevada. They should have it in Florida, and then they should rotate it around. So at least they get certain parts of the country involved. Where we're going next year in New Orleans, a lot of people obviously love it there. I think a town that should get it soon and will, because they're building a new stadium. As you know, if you build it, they will come.
Nashville, right?
Nashville.
Yeah.
Which was great for the draft.
It was. I don't know if they got the hotels, though.
But the hotels is this, you know, and again, in Las Vegas, there's more hotels and just like one intersection.
Yeah.
There are more hotel rooms in one intersection of Las Vegas than in some NFL cities overall. So, yeah, I mean, but they you can't have something, and I appreciate you.
But why not?
Because the NFL has to keep a lot of their, you know, locations and a lot of their teams happy and their cities, you know, enriched.
Right, they have to move it around. Every other year, then.
I think it should be in a rotation.
Yeah, I think Sean Payton said that on Friday. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So Los Angeles and San Francisco are going to have it in back-to-back years. New Orleans is first up, and then it's going to be San Francisco, and then it's Los Angeles. And we just had it in Las Vegas, and the year before that, you know, had it in Phoenix.
Right.
So I obviously I'm biased towards West Coast Super Bowls because it's easiest for us to get there.
But Vegas was incredible.
But I also think it's great because, you know, the evening doesn't, you know, the game doesn't end at midnight.
Right.
Vegas was superb. What else?
Crushed it. A couple more, Rich.
Yep.
How about this one? We mentioned it briefly out the door on the flagship, but I want to bring it here. Chiefs, as we know, they're going to open the season on Thursday night next year.
Mm-hmm.
Put them against the Chargers. I want Jim Harbaugh front and center. Let's go. No brainer.
Okay. That's not a bad one. I mean, but once Harbaugh is, you know, then the live shot of him on the sideline and there he is, it's done.
No, but he's going to do so much weird stuff throughout the course of the game.
No,
the first time he gets into it with the officials. The first time, the Chargers try to go Charger.
No,
and he fights it through. And
I don't know how many division games they don't usually have division games to start a season. They just don't.
Yeah, but how often does a guy come back to a team he played for fresh off winning a national championship?
I can't call this an overreaction. One thing I will say is that I put my marker on the Bengals. The Bengals and the Ravens and the Saints and the Bucks. Are the non-conference and the Texans are the non-division opponents for the Chiefs. And the other three are all division opponents. And there they are up on the screen on our YouTube feed of this show. So you got your division opponents, Ravens, Bengals, Texans, Saints, and Bucks. It won't be Saints or Bucks. They're not going NFC this time around.
No,
and
obviously, like you can make a case. You got Lamar Jackson two-time
Texans,
defending
what,
MVP.
Stroud, the young buck against
I mean, look, we kind of scoffed last year when the Lions opened.
I just don't think the Texans are
ready for primetime. Yeah.
Well, it's not that they're not ready for primetime.
Yeah, playoff team.
I just don't know. I don't know. The Lions weren't supposedly a national champion, draw.
I liked your case for the Bengals. You know, the only other guy to beat Mahomes in the playoffs other than Tom Brady is Joe Burrow.
Yeah, the only one active player who's beaten, you know, Mahomes. And you want to talk about back in the NFL, like is Jim Harbaugh there? It's Burrow after his injury March season.
Right.
But yeah, I can't call this an overreaction.
I think that's fine. All right, last one. Yes, and sir. I have not seen this anywhere yet.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so I'm hoping I'm the first
one to
put this out there. Now, Rich, who did we see constantly throughout the playoffs at Chiefs games other than Taylor Swift? We saw Travis's brother, Jason.
Yes.
You know what he has not done yet? Officially announced that he's retiring. You want to know why? He's a free agent. He's going to play in KC with Travis year.
That's crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Because Creed Humphrey is the center there.
Why can't he play guard?
He's not playing guard.
What do you mean?
He's not going to do. He's not going to learn a new position. He's not going to play a new position.
He's a lineman. He's probably played guard growing up at some point.
They're not going to move his family to the middle of the country when they're set up probably in their forever home.
Months
where they are.
Rich, if they're not going to retire, family. Travis has said he's coming back for the three-peat, right? So if you still want to keep it alive that they go into the Hall of Fame together, you join him in KC. He wants to win a Super Bowl so bad he knows the Eagles are not close. They are going
to
miss the playoffs next year, as I predicted.
You're out of your mind.
Jason joins Travis in Kansas City. They go for the three-peat.
This is why you haven't heard it anywhere else, because it's moronic.
I don't know about that. What? This is a great idea.
No, it's not.
What?
Dude, he's got a family.
I thought you'd be into this.
No, I'm not into this. I love the Kelseys, and it would be great to see them play together, but why would he learn a new position? Why wouldn't he just go back to the Philadelphia Eagles and try it one more time where he lives around his beautiful wife and his beautiful children?
He knows and his deep beautiful down, home, which I'm sure is beautiful. Close. He knows they're not close. The Chiefs, meanwhile, they got a real chance to three-peat.
But their interior line is actually their strength. What they need are the tackles, which is another reason why, if I may turn this from this lunacy into an actual conversation,
I thought you'd like this
idea. This is exactly why the Chiefs are champions in the most remarkable fashion compared to their previous championship years under Mahomes. This is their most impressive year yet because this was the year they're supposed to come off their hangover.
Right.
A Super Bowl hangover where
no wide receivers and they all can't catch.
And Kelsey got hurt to start.
Kelsey's a little slow.
And then Jones was holding out.
Yeah.
And then there were injuries on their defense. And then Joe Tooney, their interior guard, didn't play in the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay. And on top of all of that, Nick Bolton was out for quite some time. Their tackles were susceptible. Their tackles were like a weak part of their team. Like, you were supposed to be able to attack them from the edge and get to Mahomes. So they were as vulnerable as any team. As a matter of fact, their minus 11 regular season plus minus is the worst plus minus in the history of any Super Bowl winning teams. So this was the year you're supposed to get them, and nobody got them. And instead, they got back to back for the first time since 2003-2004. So Kelsey's not playing tackle. Like, if he wants to play tackle, now you're talking about this is absurd.
Why can't he play right there? Rich, you saw him in Vegas. No. I saw him in Vegas. We drank beers together. All I'm saying, he's huge.
I didn't see him in Vegas.
You didn't?
I saw his wife in Vegas.
He's still giant.
He could play tackle.
Why couldn't he play tackle? He could play anywhere on the offensive line. He wants to play with his brother. It's been their lifelong dream since they were playing at the University of Cincinnati together. They can win a Super Bowl right off into the Canton sunset.
Or not. Overreaction.
Yeah.
And you're not going to see this anywhere else.
Well, good.
Because you're the only one. The only one who thinks this way.
I thought it was good. I don't know.
Great season. Hey, Overreaction Monday. We're going to keep doing this, bad boy, twice a month, all the way through to next season. So we're going to keep doing it. And Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday will still be out there on the Rich Eisen Show on weeks that we do this, and then Overreaction Monday will be on the Rich Eisen Show on weeks when
we're not going anywhere.
It's an overreaction to say we're going somewhere.
Right.
Okay. And What the Football? Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. Look for that episode on Tuesday. They've got Jim Nantz, who called Super Bowl 58 on CBS. He's going to be joining Susie and Amy for that one. So for Chris, I'm Rich, saying great season, everybody.
Great stuff.
But man, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
We're still going to be here.